This is kind of a change of subject because I think we need to.
Yeah.
But the left stand-up is so fucking bad. And that's the whole world of stand-up right now. And because that's so mainstream, nobody notices it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people watch Two Dope Queens and are like, this is comedy. This is normal comedy.
That's true.
And it's like, that's not comedy. That shit fucking sucks. If you watch Two Dope Queens on HBO and you think that that's comedy, you should fucking go hang yourself.
Imagine if you were watching Louis C.K.'s special, and then in the middle of it, he just, like, interviewed some dude. He'd be like, what the fuck's he doing right now? This isn't you can't interview somebody during and call it an HBO special. Your podcast.
No, that's not a special. That's always been their thing. Two Dope Queens has always been those two go on, and then they bring out people and do, like, a showcase.
So it's a podcast, but they said it's a showcase. They said in the beginning, this is our HBO special.
True, they did say that.
Which I was just like...
They're doing a bunch of those, though.
No, it's not. It's like I guess a series. It's a season, yeah.
But it's...
Yeah, whatever.
It's not just them. You know, it's Hasan Minhaj. It's
King
it's
of
all
Comedy,
that.
Dude. Don't you dare fucking attack the throne. Picture.
There's
he's
a fucking,
the King of Comedy
He's
now.
On the cover of GQ, like, India.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that? It was
that's GQ India?
But then there's, like, an India, I think I saw.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a fucking Indian. I'll give him that.
Now that Aziz got dethroned.
True that.
But the whole thing is just nightmare.
It is crazy. It's crazy,
you know what's
man.
Sick? When I was in Oklahoma this weekend with Dan Soder.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a freak out. Before we went on, he talked to me about, like, where comedy is and where it needs to be for, like, an hour before the show. And I was just sitting there just like, yes, dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Feed me.
I was so fucking hyped. And then I got out there. And it was on the border of Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Jesus
where
Christ.
I performed on Saturday. And it was just like.
You were like a tornado,
I walked in there. I was like, these are my people, dude. Yo, what up? And they were like, woo. I was like, look at you fucking white trash idiots. And they're like,
Oh, that's
I was
hilarious.
Like, you guys fucking kill things, don't you? You guys kill animals, like, every day, don't
and
you? I was
it,
like,
dude.
Who killed an animal within the last 3 days? And everyone had their hands up. I was like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was
to
so
be able,
fucking
to be
fun.
Able to fuck with that demographic is, dude, gold mine.
It's so fun. It's and then I was mine. Like, dude, you guys are a lot. Like, I was kind of worried coming down here. Like, because you guys have been pretty bad on the news lately. Like, anytime they show you guys, it's you guys just like, well, I don't want that.
Just them standing in front of a statue like, get out of here. No.
But it's funny, though, because when you drive around, you see the rest of the country. Because we're just in these corridors of, like, the Northeast where it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Nah. Then you go out there and it's just fucking nuts. It's
I bet.
I mean, Arkansas and Oklahoma was fucking crazy.
God
it was crazy
damn.
To see.
That must have been fun.
I got so high that I was afraid of Native Americans killing me.